the August of our lives. Something about the weight of weather in summer, mid-morning, that reminds the lips of desire and the cruel, measured drip of time. And it's true, back then, when I came home, whenever that was, no one was waiting at the window. Nobody cared. And yet, here, among the just-hung wash, I feel as heavy as the half-spun quilts, as taut and frayed as the line. It is the heaviest of months, and we are all now tired with waiting. The puzzled ground beneath the basil and lilac as it stretches toward the sky as it sinks lower and lower like a mother in the final month of her greatest love. Is it fulfillment or release that we want as we wait for the rain that we know will come, at first imperceptibly and then later inescapably? One day there will be a knock at the door, and I will have returned to you, my hair damp midday as it always was, my heart too full as it always will be.